Hello, this is 5 minutes of the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 38:38. So we're going back to our fundamental scripture, which is 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. He says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain." And I always say that word, you have not believed in vain. That is why you're hearing these words, and they are helping you to streamline your belief in the gospel. Hallelujah. "For I delivered unto you," and he says, "that which also I received, first of all, what is the priority here? What is this first of all? How that Christ died. So we've been looking at the death of Christ and the crucifixion of Christ. And in looking at it, we've come to the point where we say that the people who were with Christ, that is the closest people, the disciples who were with him, did not understand the crucifixion because they were relating with Christ according to sense knowledge. They were sense knowledge men. So let me add a little bit to this. Listen, they were operating in sense knowledge, first of all, because they were dead men. Are you hearing me? Hear it again. Listen, Peter, John, James, Bartholomew, all these men that you read so much about, when Christ was physically here and they were with him, they were dead men. When I say dead men, it means their spirits were dead. Their spirits were dead. When we say someone's spirit is dead, it means that that person's spirit is separated from God, but united with spiritual death. And spiritual death is the nature of Satan, nature of the adversary. So what Adam did in the garden that affected all men, the Bible says, "For all men, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." That sin nature is the death nature, is the nature of the adversary. And every man, so far as you were born in this world, you have it. You have it so far as you are born in this world. And even David said that, he said, "In sin did my mother conceive me." Why? My mother herself had a dead spirit. So when I say dead, it doesn't mean fall down dead. Because I can say your battery is dead, but we don't mean that we have to dig a hole and put the battery inside, because the battery has lost its life. The battery can be charged up. So the charge was out of the spirit of these men who were with Jesus. And every man who is born in this world, the charge is out of the battery. And only after the death of Christ, when his blood was presented in heaven, in the heavenly holy of holies, that was when the church could come back. That was when men started becoming born again. Okay, he's even the first person to be born again in hell. We'll come to all that. So here was Peter, James, John, all these men, Matthew, all of them, they were dead men. So everything they operated in was influenced by this nature of death. And in relating with Christ, they were dead men. And they were operating around sense knowledge. What they could see, the five senses, what they could hear with the ear, what they could speak with the mouth or taste with the mouth, what they could smell the nose, what they could touch, without touching, without seeing, without hearing with the physical ear, without smelling, without tasting, they could not relate with Jesus beyond that. And that is why there was so much confusion when Jesus rose from the dead. He said, listen, did I not tell you that I will suffer and that I will rise again on the third? He said all these things, but it was like water falling off the back of a duck. It could not sink in it because their spirits didn't have the charge. Their spirits didn't have the charge. But unfortunately, when people receive the Spirit in their charge and they become born again, they do not remember that these guys, these guys in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, were dead men. So sometimes we even pray and pray and want to be like them. I'm not saying that they had a good position with Christ and all that, but even if you want to be like them, become like them after they became born again. Do you understand? Oh yes, oh yes. So that's why I said they were relating according to sense knowledge. May God open your eyes so that you can understand this, because when you understand it yourself, it will help you to in your relationship with God and your relationship with Christ. You're so blessed, blessed, blessed. Bye.